Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The names of the Canadian films opening this fall at TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival, were announced this week, and they look really good. I haven't seen any yet, of course, but a few caught my eye. From Quebec, there's a drama about a young man in Montreal who joins the nascent FLQ in the 1960s. It's called Corbeau, and it's directed by Mathieu Denis. Xavier Dolan's movies are always worth seeing, and his fifth one is called simply Mommy, and it revisits the theme of his first film, J'ai tué ma mère, about a mother-son relationship and all its perils, with Anne Dorval back as the mom. And master filmmaker Alanis Obomsawin is bringing another NFB doc on First Nations issues. This one, Trick or Treaty, is about the battle for treaty rights. Many others too, including a new one from Cronenberg, a remastered film by Anna McGoyan, and movies from Jean-Marc Vallée and Philippe Falardeau, both starring Reese Witherspoon for some strange reason. Go to tiff.net for more details. This week, I'm looking at two movies about brave people facing acts of God. One's an American disaster adventure about the danger brought by to a family by unstoppable winds. The other's an Irish drama about the dangers brought to a priest by an emotional loose cannon. Into the Storm, directed by Stephen Quayle. On graduation day in Silverton, a single dad, played by Richard Armitage, and his two sons, Donnie and Trey, played by Max Deacon and Nathan Kress, are making a time capsule on video. 25 years from now, they'll look back and wonder, or so they think. Instead, a series of unusually powerful super tornadoes strikes their town just during the graduation ceremony, wreaking havoc in its path. Donnie is trapped with a classmate in an abandoned paper mill on the outskirts of town because he skipped out on graduation to help a girl he has a crush on in school to get some footage for her environmental film. So Dad and Trey set out to find them, but on the way they encounter another group. It's a team of storm chasers, people who make their living by pursuing and driving toward tornadoes to capture it all on video. Allison, played by Sarah Wayne Collins, or Callies, is a scientist, while Pete, played by Matt Walsh, is her boss. It's Pete's dream to pass through the eye of a tornado and live to tell the tale. And this is the biggest twister he's ever seen, and with the help of his tank-like car called Titus, he treats the storm as his great white whale, something to be conquered. But when Dad rescues Allison from blowing away, literally, this manly man reaching out with the brute strength of his grip to overcome the tornado and save the poor woman from blowing away like a leaf. Well, after that episode, she decides to help him. They drive off to save his son, and she chooses people's lives, she thinks, over fame and fortune. But can anyone beat this grandmother of a superstorm? Okay, while there's some nice shots of huge objects being blown away and some wicked flame nados, it wasn't enough. First of all, where are the sharks? I don't get it. I didn't see any sharks in the tornado. What's going on? Okay, terrific special effects don't excuse the mediocre plot and script and ho-hum acting, and it's dripping with Tea Party subtexts. The school principal is an Obama look-alike. He's a good speech maker, but it takes the Paul Ryan type dad to save the day at the school. It's also a movie about irregular weather systems, but it never talks about climate change. Really? The biggest problem, though, is you can't have a disaster movie that's also an adventure flick. Two types are diametrically opposed. Disaster movies are all about sadness and braveness in the face of horrible disaster. Adventure movies are all about fun and excitement and adventure. Two don't go together. The movie doesn't know which way to turn. Into the Storm, while diverting, will disappear as fast as a tornado. Calvary, written and directed by John Michael McDonough. Father James, played by Brendan Gleeson, is a priest in a small, isolated village in Ireland. A husky bearded guy in his 60s, he still wears the traditional black cassock. He's attended by a novice priest and a Machiavellian altar boy who steals bottles of sacramental wine. So it seems very traditional. The movie begins in a confession where a disembodied man's voice says he was savagely raped as a child repeatedly over many years by a priest. And that priest is dead, but the man declares he will now kill this good priest, Father James, in his stead. And he tells him he has 1 week to make peace with the world and then show up on the beach outside town to die next Sunday. Quel calvaire! So from there, the movie follows Father James as he visits various people in the area, in his parish, to make amends, offer forgiveness, and maybe find out who's the one planning to kill him. But the people's lives are no longer traditional. There's a woman who cheats on her husband, the town butcher, played by Chris O'Dowd, with a Senegalese mechanic. The local policeman is gay. The priest's assistant is a toady. The local single man wants to join the army so he can murder people. And the arrogant one percenter, really rich guy, he tosses his money around like toilet paper. Meanwhile, Father James also has a beautiful grown daughter. Okay, that's not what you think. He actually joined the priesthood after his wife died and his daughter was grown up. So their relationship was estranged, but maybe it'll get better again. Everyone knows Father James is a good man, but not many of them still carry the faith like he does. He's a combination social worker, therapist, enforcer, drinking buddy, and, well, priest. But surrounded by such unrelenting cynicism, he's beginning to question it all too. Does he have the strength to face his upcoming Calvary? This is a very, very good movie from Ireland as a large cast, but each character, each part seems perfectly played. Visually, it's fantastic with huge aerial shots of mammoth grass-covered rocky plateaus and beaches. And there are jarring images like a discussion inside the grocer's freezer played against an oddly beautiful background of cow carcasses. Father James is a tough, Jesus-y character facing a troubling fate, even as he tries to do good and forgive the worst sins of others. Calvary challenges our perceptions of traditional Irish life and the role of the Catholic Church there, warts and all. Into the Storm and Calvary both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber with the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.